These are Monday's Manchester United headlines, and United have offered fans a refund after the farcical abandonment of the Bournemouth match and free entry into Tuesday's rearranged game. United Executive Vice Chairman Ed Woodward also promised to carry out an investigation into the embarrassing circumstances that led to the evacuation of 76,000 fans from Old Trafford following a bomb scare on Sunday afternoon. It first became apparent there was an issue around 2:40 when an announcement was made for security staff to invoke Operation Red Code. The Stretford End and the Sir Alex Ferguson stand, either side of the northwest quadrant where the suspect package was discovered, were cleared. Well, bomb disposal experts called in Greater Manchester Police and carried out a controlled explosion of the item, described by the bomb disposal unit as an incredibly lifelike explosive device. It was later confirmed that the device wasn't viable, and it emerged it was a fake bomb that had not been removed after a recent training exercise at the ground, which involved sniffer dogs and was conducted by a private firm. Elsewhere, and United are waiting to discover if they have to field the same team that was announced for the Bournemouth match on Sunday. It's expected the FA will intervene to ensure the integrity of the Premier League is upheld, with the rest of the fixtures now completed. United know that they've pretty much missed out on a place in the Champions League after Manchester City's draw against Swansea, which would leave them needing to win and score 19 goals against Bournemouth on Tuesday to get fourth place. Meanwhile, United scouts have been busy this weekend looking at players potentially to sign over the summer for next season. Probably the most promising one is winger Leroy Sané, who plays for Schalke. He was watched in their 4-1 win at Hoffenheim on Saturday, and he scored a sensational goal. Another player being watched is João Mário, the Sporting Lisbon winger. He was impressive in their 4-0 win over Sporting Braga. And United had scouts in Belgium to watch the game between Club Bruges and Anderlecht. Bruges won 4-0. Anderlecht's Leander Den Donker and Yuri Tielemans thought to be the targets.